This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us that amongst the major sins is that a man curses or is foul to his parents. He said, "Min al-kaba'iri shatmu ar-rajuli walidayh." So the Sahaba, and this is sort of the natural response, is how would a person, be foul, be abusive, curse his parents? It's not normal that a person would behave like this. However, unfortunately today in modern times it might seem normal. In societies, children have no respect for their parents as before. But in that time, and that is the natural way that a person should respect their parents. So it would be very silly, stupid, nonsense for a person to curse their parents. It doesn't make sense. So they said, "Ya Rasulullah, وَهَلْ يَسُبُّ الرَّجُولُ وَالِدَيْهِ?" How would a person, curse or abuse their parents? It's almost like unheard of. So the Prophet ﷺ explained. And he explained it by a very important reality, which is looking at the consequence of actions. He said that a person would curse the father of somebody else. So they get into an argument, they get into some sort of dispute. He curses the father of the other person. As a result, that person curses the first person's father, and he curses his mother, so he curses his mother. And so you get a mutual retaliation. What you curse my father, I'm going to curse your father. So the Prophet ﷺ named this kind of act as you cursing your own parents, because you led to this act. And so it's very important for us to understand from this hadith, not only are we understanding that it is a major sin to curse your parents and to be foul to your parents, but also that you have to look at the consequences of your action. This is an example, but there's a bigger, wider thing. So always look at your actions. What are their consequences? If they're going to lead to more harm, then in one way, you are causing that harm. If you are bringing about problems by your actions, you have to review your actions and make sure that you do not do those. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.